President Trump hasn't been shy about invoking the phrase enemy of the people when it comes to reporters and journalists as part of his criticism of coverage that he doesn't deem favorable. And now no less than Captain America himself, or at least Chris Evans, the actor who plays that particular Avenger, is proposing to start an outlet that would offer truly unbiased news and perspectives from multiple sides. So what does the Evans Project look like and how could it find success? With me to talk about that is Justin Ray, digital media editor for the Columbia Journalism Review. Justin, let's begin by talking about objectivity and how it's being viewed and even defined these days.
It is something that if you are not a part of a marginalized community, it can be harder to attain in the sense that if you are a female, if you are not heterosexual, if you are a person of color, and you are constantly seeing who you are, your identity being encroached on by society, it is harder to ignore that whenever you're doing reporting. And sometimes it can help because you can give more context to different issues. But what I'm also trying to say is that it can also be a barrier to, like, say, you have to be objective. Like, I can see that, like, one being discouraging to people who belong in to marginalized communities, but it can also lead to people who are in those marginalized communities looking at news reports and saying, well, they're biased because they're not being produced with people who look like me or are any way associated with me.
Has he given details in terms of what he wants it to look like, what he thinks it should look like?
So not a lot of details are available. However, a video that was unveiled by CNN shows him talking to both Democrats and Republican politicians, and he's asking them to give their takes on different issues facing the country. We don't know what those issues are, but from the outset, it seems pretty problematic.
When you think about this from a journalistic point of view, what strikes you as potential problems?
Well, first things first is the whole idea of presenting issues facing America from both sides. The problem is that, as we have seen, a lot of different people, especially politicians, will argue things that are manipulations of facts or otherwise just aren't grounded in reality. So our biggest concern is that we don't know whether or not he's going to be fact-checking these politicians. He has outlined that people can provide links to different further readings, but we don't know what those different links will be to. We don't know what those news outlets are and whether or not they are reputable. So we're just kind of not sure if it's going to be a successful endeavor in educating the public.
And what are the potential pitfalls when it comes to the whole telling both sides of a story situation? Because we've seen that where certainly there are many, many issues in our society that have two sides, more than two sides to them. There are others, though, where it's a little bit questionable as to whether those sides should be equal.
Oh, absolutely. What we've learned in many situations in presenting both sides, journalists may be presenting misinformation to the public. So, for instance, in 2014, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, decided to stop giving equal airtime to climate change deniers. They found out, they realized that airing a fringe quote-unquote expert that undermines scientific consensus isn't a useful way to convey information to the public. There's just the concern that in presenting both sides, one of those sides might be arguing information in bad faith.
Is there something good about the fact that someone like Chris Evans with a celebrity name and some star power is offering support for something like this, considering how the president has called the press the enemy of the people?
I mean, it's hard to say just because, one, we don't have all of the different aspects of, like, exactly how this project is going to be presented. What I can say is at least, like, it is an effort. And while I do commend him for trying to solve this issue, perhaps it would have been better to give money to any of the number of journalism outlets that are struggling right now. Local news is being eroded, and perhaps it would have been a better outlet for attention. Yeah, I don't see there being a real positive in allowing politicians who are inevitably going to give spin and give misinformation the unfiltered access to the public under the guise of a news outlet.
Do we know if there's an actual, what the format would be, where it would start, when it would start?
No, we don't know any of those details. I tried to contact his publicist, but I never received any response to any of my questions.
Perhaps it depends on how good an opening weekend Avengers Endgame has. Then we can figure it out.
Perhaps.
Justin Ray is the digital media editor of the Columbia Journalism Review. Justin, thanks for the conversation today.
All right, thank you.